This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the G7 Outreach Summit, which is underway at Kananaskis in Canada. He is participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure, and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This is the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. Mr. Modi will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, "India and Canada bilateral relations are very important and both nations have to work together to strengthen democracy as well as humanity." In his remarks during bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of G7 summit in Kananaskis, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to taking India-Canada relations forward.
कनाडा के अनेक कंपनियों का भारत में निवेश है, भारत के लोगों का भी कनाडा की धरती पर बहुत बड़ा निवेश है, लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों को समर्पित कनाडा और भारत मिलकर के लोकतंत्र को मजबूत करना होगा, मानवता को मजबूत करना होगा, हमारे रिसोर्सेज का ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन कर मानव जात के कल्याण के काम में कैसे ला सकते हैं, वो दिशा में हम प्रयास करते रहेंगे.
In his remarks, Mr. Carney said that India's regular participation in G7 summit is a testament to the importance of India and Prime Minister Modi. Prime Minister Modi also held a series of bilateral meetings with leaders of Germany, France, Mexico and South Korea, among others. Prime Minister Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz discussed ways to strengthen India-Germany bilateral cooperation in key areas include trade and investment, defence, security and green energy. The Prime Minister thanked Chancellor Merz for Germany's strong solidarity and support to India in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Modi also held a pulled-aside meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. They exchanged perspectives on a wide range of issues. Following conversation with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India and UK ties are getting stronger, which is reflected in the ground covered in areas like trade and commerce. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the sidelines of G7 Outreach Summit. With national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian Embassy in Tel Aviv asked for those Indians looking to leave the country to look at availing land border crossing options. The embassy has asked Indian citizens staying in Israel to register with the mission. In an updated advisory, this embassy said for all Indian nationals currently in Israel to stay vigilant and follow safety protocols issued by the Israeli Home Front Command. In a series of posts on social media last night, US President Donald Trump said for now he would not act to eliminate Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei and the US could assassinate him, but is refraining to do so. The only reason that they are choosing not to do it is to avoid any retaliation against American civilians and troops. President Trump urged Iran to surrender unconditionally. Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a red alert for Assam, as the India Meteorological Department has predicted extremely heavy rainfall and thunderstorms across the state, including in Guwahati, over the next 2 days. It has asked the state government to ensure the safety of the people. The Hockey India Masters Cup for men and women will begin in Chennai this morning. In the women's opening match, Himachal Pradesh will take on Maharashtra at the Mayor Radhakrishna Hockey Stadium. The 10-day tournament, hosted by Tamil Nadu Hockey Unit, features men over 40 and women over 35, 12 men's team and 8 women's team are participating. Israel's military has confirmed the killing of Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff and a close advisor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in an airstrike on a command center in Tehran. Iran's Cyber Security Command has accused Israel of launching a widespread cyber war targeting its digital infrastructure, reportedly disrupting essential services. And that is the end of this news bulletin.